Aleishu, Chelek Beis, Tav, Reish, Mem, Ches. Paragraph Gimel, Silaknu, Esa, Mechitzes, Hachaitzitzes, Bifnei Hakaras, Elokim Chayim. We've removed, at least recognize, the partitions that separate us before the recognition of Elokim Chayim. Shehen Beikar, Shigam, VeGa'ava. They can be boiled down to two concepts, routine and arrogance. Those two things. V'nei Gama Makiris Boiroi, Adai Nisein Gedol Omele Befanov. This is the first stage, to be makir es boroi, to come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize it. But there's still a great challenge ahead. Kashe lichyos im hakara zei. It's very difficult to live with it on a day-by-day basis. Al ze oleinu lases da'ateinu. We have to pay attention to this. V'gam bazeh me'irim lanu chazal. Chazal illuminate, literally. The midrash in Shir HaShirim Rabba. Ketapuach be'atzei hayar ken dodi ben abonim. Of course, this is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Like the apple tree among the trees of the forest, so too my beloved among the men. Ma tapuach hazeh hakol borchin mimene bishas asharav velamakin. An apple has this characteristic, apple tree, that people avoid it at the time of heat, when there's a heat wave. Why? Lifshein lo itzel lasheves betzilo. It doesn't provide much shade. Kach baruchu omayisela misheves betzila kadosh baruchu biyom atantiro. That's a comparison. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like an apple tree at the day of Matan Torah. Umay Seilam avoided it. Yachol af Yisrael ken. Does this apply to Israel? Talmud Omar betziloi chomadeti v'yashavti ufiryoi matok lechiki. Again, the pasuk there in Shir HaShirim. I desired his shade. I sat there and the fruit was sweet. Ani hu shechamadeti oisei loy haumois. It is we who chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the nations. The author comments, Kashel Adam Lamid Zeman Rav Bashemesh Bishas Sharav. When it's really hot, it is very difficult to stand outside in the sun. Umechapes Ilan Lamid Betziloi. We seek shade. Hayizgalus Shel Elokim Chaim Doima Letzes Hashemesh Bigvur Rosoi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, it's like the sun beating down. Umoisa Elam Loi Matzul Atzmam Tzel Uvarchu. They couldn't find shade and they avoided it, they escaped. Where did Klal Yisrael find shade so that they could say, the Pasuk says on their behalf, I desired his shade and I sat there. The reference is to the Torah and the mitzvahs. That's how one approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They either didn't want or they didn't. They weren't capable of receiving the mitzvahs. And that's why they could not withstand the intensity, the immense power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself. Once again, Torah and mitzvahs are the shade HaKadosh Baruch Hu casts. In every word of Torah, in every mitzvah that we do, we taste his closeness. Ach kirvasoiz baruch ina machbida ka shemesh beyoim sharav. But his closeness then is not as heavy, is not as intense and uncomfortable as the sun on a day of heat. Lemish ein tzel magin alav, to somebody who's not protected by some shade. Hu asher kasu beteilim pei daled ki shemesh umagein Hashem Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like sun and shield. Chein vekavoy diten Hashem. He gives charm and honor. Lo yimna tov lo yilchim betomim. He does not withhold good for those who walk faithfully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShemesh, the Pasuk says, is both the sun, vehu gam hamagen bifnei HaShemesh. At the same time, the shield that protects us from the sunlight. Hu yizbarach atzmo hu HaShemesh, hu atzmo yigam magen al adam shelo yisaref bikudoi. Again, the same point. He is beating down with his immense energy coming down. He also protects a person so as not to be burned. Vezeu HaShem Elohim, the Pasuk refers to him as Hashem Elokim over here. Shem Elokim hu Hashem shel tzimtzum oyro yizborach. As we know, the name Elokim connotes a withholding, a contraction of the light. Uv tzimtzum ze yachol adam lehakiroi. Because of that contraction, an individual can come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lichyos b'hakara zo bin imus v'chen, to live with this recognition in pleasantness. Kmo yatzel shebo yishvim ve'elav chomdim lak. Shade that one desires and sits in the garden. Kach bechol dvar Torah v'chol mitzvois yesh tzimtzum oyro yizborach. So in every word of Torah, In every mitzvah, there's a contraction of the light. It's not as intense. Shenuchal akiro v'lichus b'oris baruch bli neinazek. It allows us to live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light without the damage that would come, the harm from the intense revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma me'irim ko'es divrei Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom b'sof nitzavim. Now, with this in mind, the words of Moshe Rabbeinu are so clear. Uvochato b'chayim l'man tichiyato v'zar'echa. Choose life so that you shall live and your progeny. Le'ahava es Hashem elokecha lishma b'koloi uldovka boi ki hu chayecha v'orich yamecha. To love Hashem your God, to hear Him, to attach yourself to Him. He is your life and the light of your days. Hachayim sheyesh lanu livchor, this life that we are instructed to choose, Hem chayim shel ahavas Hashem v'lishma b'kolo b'tiro v'mitzvois. A life of ahavas Hashem and to obey Him. Uvazen ochal lidabek bo. Then the pasuk continues. Then comes attachment. Uvazeh ochayenu v'orchemenu. Then comes long life in olam hazeh, in olam haba. Zeu seidah shel haTorah mitzvoseh. Moshe Rabbeinu is expressing over here a profound idea of Torah mitzvos. Shehi kula yizgalus Elokim chayim. It's simultaneously the revelation of Elokim chayim. V'gam hatzel v'amagen shenuchal lamod b'chayim gedolim v'yelo. At the same time, it's that parasol, it's that protection, the shade that allows us to be exposed to such an intense life. Chayim shel chimda u'misikus, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, a life of desire of sweetness, kihem hem chayei Torah. That is chayei Torah. Adkan.